Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There we go. Well, we're big podcasters. We got golden voices and we're loved everywhere we go. We ramble by nothing and we ramble by truth. Come join us and enjoy the show. We take all kinds of pills to give us all kinds of thrills, but the thrill will never last. until you download your copy, then you tell your friends to listen to the Ramblecast. Ramblecast, wanna bust some balls with my brothers. Guarantee you'll probably call us mothers. Wanna see y'all smiling face while you listen to the Ramblecast.
Ooh.
I think that's your best one yet.
Oh, thank you.
Do you say that every week?
I know, but I really believe that this time.
It was all right.
It's all right. Yeah,
I liked it. I thought it was good.
It's no Caillou, but yeah.
That's true. It's no Caillou. That was definitely a peak.
Yeah. It sucks when you peak at Caillou.
Yeah.
I peaked. I'm sorry. The greatest children's show in the history of children's television shows. I still haven't watched any of it yet either.
Well, you're not missing anything.
I'll just watch the season finale or the series finale.
So. Is there a series finale?
Were you disappointed? Were you tweeting angrily about it? You know,
does Caillou get shot, and so the whole nation goes, "Who shot Caillou?"
Was it all a dream? You know, was he never happy really the whole time? You know, he's really Charlie Brown's dream. You know,
oh wow, that seems appropriate actually. So
yeah,
Charlie Brown wakes up next to Peppermint Patty and she said, yeah. You blockhead.
I hear it happens to a lot of guys. What?
Wasn't Marcy supposed to join us? Is that what she's saying? But you blew that one too, Charlie Brown. Way to go, Chuck.
Come on, Chuck.
Good grief. I need that blue pill.
Marcy's over there giving pointers.
Sir, you're doing it wrong. Sir, you're doing it wrong.
It's the wrong hole, sir.
But Chuck can't get it up. What do you want me to do?
Well, welcome back, Matt.
Thanks. Yeah, gone 1 week. You guys go dark.
That's what happens.
Yeah, it's your fault.
No, I haven't. I've been gone this whole week. I just got back. Got the kids in bed about 15 minutes ago. Took a power nap, and I'm back. So
You got the kids in bed 15 minutes ago, then took a power nap?
Yeah. The power nap was 13 minutes.
Okay, cool.
there were other things. You know, we had dinner, and we unpacked, and we did all of that stuff. So, you know.
You had to watch Charlie Brown porn?
No, I skipped out on that. So that's
hey, Snoopy, get over here.
That's after we get done with this and I wake up my wife.
My thoughts went to a definitely dark place with that one.
Anyway.
Matt's wife or what? What do you?
I don't know and I don't want to know. But I have not listened to the last Ramblecast. I haven't seen the Deadwood movie.
You and everybody else.
You and everybody else. So I've just missed out on all the pop culture for the last week. So
that sucks for you.
I think Jack's the only one that's watched the Deadwood movie. Chris might have, but
meaning he's also the one who's listened to Ramblecast.
That's what I was talking about. But
no, I got it.
Oh, I got it.
Hey, just let people know, we're still recording this every week. Oh. We're still out there.
I have not yet seen Deadwood movie. So I decided, actually, I was going to do a rewatch. So I just started rewatching it a couple days ago. So I'm, I think, two or three episodes into season one.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, you just started Deadwood for the first. Matt, you've seen it, right?
I have seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have taste. So, Nick, you just started it, right?
I started it on Saturday. I'm watching three episodes a day, roughly. And before we hit record, I was watching the last episode of the first season.
When the dragons are born?
Yeah, when the dragons were born, yeah. And Ian McShane, you know, looks up. He goes, "Fuck all you cocksuckers!" And then he gets like put on fire, and yeah, then, yeah, and then the dragons come out. Yeah, it's great. And then he's like balls of fury from that point on. Yeah.
So Nick, what do you think so far?
I remembered why I stopped watching it, which was really funny because I was 23 when the show came out, and
you were embarrassed by it?
No, I thought Calamity Jane was annoying as hell. That's why
she really is.
And that's why I quit watching it, because I watched it all the way to the episode where Wild Bill.
Charlie Hunter, you cocksucker!
Well, it's not her. It's not the actress. It's just the voice she uses of just, you know, RJ, stop it, James! Like, what the hell?
Well, she's got a southern accent, right?
But
too close to home for you.
That's why I quit watching it. I watched it all the way to when Wild Bill gets shot, and then I quit.
Spoiler.
Well, I mean, it is history. Hopefully people know he got shot.
Dead Man's Hand. Aces over Eights.
So female actresses still ruin shit for you in the past.
It has nothing to do with her being a female. It's just the accent.
It's just a coincidence.
Yeah. It's just a coincidence.
Okay.
Just a coincidence.
Fair enough.
Who's your favorite character?
There is no favorite character, really.
You don't have a favorite character?
I guess the Doc, maybe. He's the only sane one of the bunch.
The Doc? Yeah. He's the angriest guy in the camp.
Yeah, but who wouldn't be angry in that fuck town?
Now, do you see what I'm talking about? How the horse, there's poop. When in the opening credits, the horse stops. There's poop.
Mm-hmm.
This is like your Andy Griffith. Like, the pebble wasn't thrown by Opie.
It wasn't thrown by Opie, and I later found out that it's true. It was not thrown because it goes a different. You know, Opie throws it over there. The kid should have been signed for a minor league contract after that because he has the greatest curveball in the world.
I just imagine Jack has a problem with every opening. You know, mm-hmm. Like that's why Lost was so successful. It was easy.
I love the opening for Deadwood, but they don't do the same opening in the movie.
Okay. Oh. Spoilers, jeez. Well, spoiler. I haven't watched it yet.
I concluded why they did it that way. But
oh, okay.
I think my favorite character is gonna be Saul. I like Saul.
Saul's your favorite character?
I like Saul a lot.
The lawyer?
No. Saul Star. He's Seth's counterpart, right hand man.
Oh, okay.
Voice of reason.
You don't like
he is the voice of reason.
I like Trixie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Well, it's a female character. Like, you should guys give me some credit.
She gets the throne at the end because she has the best story.
I figured, yeah. I mean, ex prostitute, ex drug addict, you know, try to kill herself.
She actually milks the throne.
She's overcome a lot. Pun intended.
You don't like Farnham?
I don't even know all their names yet. I just know the characters.
He owns a hotel.
Oh, God, no.
He was in Lost.
I know, but like, yeah, no, he's annoying. Actually, most of the characters are pretty annoying. And
you have Man in Black in Deadwood.
Yeah. That's
true, you do. Yeah.
Too much across the sea for Nick.
The episode, and then there's some episodes that I'm just kind of like, why is this in here? You know, like the whole episode with Kristen Bell and her brother, you know, like I was like, what is the point of this episode?
The point is to take the emphasis off
Ian McShane.
Al being the bad guy and Cy Tolliver the worst guy at camp.
I guess. Because I mean, it just kind of seemed really odd to me. Like, you know, she's playing this innocent character, and your brother's playing this innocent character, and they're there to rob people. And you're like, okay, I get it. But then it just kind of they don't really get to that point. It just kind of escalates really quickly. You're just like, well, what, okay. And then
It was two episodes.
Was it two episodes? Okay.
It wasn't like Game of Thrones where they rushed it all in you know, six. It was, they spread it out over two episodes.
Okay.
So you're not loving it. I'm not feeling the love for Deadwood.
Like I said, I'm going to keep watching it because I want to, but this first season to me is just kind of okay.
Okay. Okay. This season.
I'm pretty picky though. Like even I went and watched Rocket Man on Friday and I hated it.
Really?
Was it his voice?
No. I gave it a C+. Is what I did.
A C+. Cindy and I want to go see it this week.
It depends on what kind of movie you want. If you accept it as a musical and that's it, you'll probably like it.
A musical? Okay. I thought it was supposed to be like a bio.
No, and that's what I mean. Like, so if you go in there expecting a bio of Elton John, and you're going to be disappointed. Because it's like, whereas in Bohemian Rhapsody, it at least went on a linear path. And it took some liberties with some of the things that you can kind of forgive because it was like, oh, it's just a year off or that didn't happen, but they did it for dramatic reasons. You can understand it. There's a lot of liberties taken with Rocket Man. And you're just kind of like, okay, whatever.
Especially with the dragons.
Yeah, with the dragons, yeah.
Well, John should have got he had the best story. He should have got the throne.
He did. Yeah. You know. But I don't know. Like, you guys can make up your mind. A lot of people liked it. I just kind of wasn't really feeling it. I kind of got bored with it.
So Deadwood is just okay.
So far.
And Rocket Man was terrible.
Yeah, like I said, I gave it a C+.
Is there anything else you want to destroy before we move on?
You want to talk about the Chargers?
Hey, one thing I have been watching... I've been rewatching it.
Walking Dead.
Stranger Things, because I'm excited about the new season coming out. So I thought I didn't really want to restart season one. I think I've seen season one enough times, and I get a little annoyed with Winona Ryder's character and the whole
So two of our hosts have a problem with the female voice.
I
actually enjoy her. I actually enjoy what she has to bring to the table.
You enjoy her.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Yeah.
I have heard her first.
The broadcast member of the Ramblecast.
I have always had a crush on Winona Ryder. So don't even get me started there. But season two is where I jumped in, and I have been really enjoying it because I watched it maybe twice when it came out, you know, a couple times, you know, and
We're coming up on the third season or fourth season?
Third season. I kind of put it in the back of my mind for a while.
This is the one with Rudy.
That's in the second season.
Oh, there's been three seasons. Oh,
you're talking about Rudy.
The third season is coming out in July.
You mean Samwise?
Samwise. Yeah. The second season is the one with Samwise / Rudy /
Bob
Goonies.
I always thought Bob was a bad guy.
Really. I know, but I love the.
What bugged me, he wasn't.
Oh, I love his character though.
He had a good character. Yeah,
so good. He means well.
Asking me for my zip code.
Yeah, Dustin. Anyway, Dustin was the wino. Yeah, Dustin was the wino writer of season two.
You don't like Dustin in season two?
Well, just because, you know, I mean, I didn't mind him so much. It's just he's the annoying one because he makes so many stupid decisions because he wants that thing as a pet.
Sure, but then he goes on that adventure and, you know, with Steve. Like,
gets his mom's cat killed, which is cool.
Well, there's that. So anyway, I've been enjoying rewatching Stranger Things season two in preparation for season three coming out July 4th.
I ordered the Lego set for my nephews. They got it in the mail yesterday, and
that's so cool looking.
Yeah, I'm gonna order it for myself pretty soon. But yeah, I'm glad that they made it. I was actually surprised they made it Lego because they tend to be standoffish when it comes to the horror or sci-fi.
Do they have a Deadwood Lego set?
That's what I mean. Like, I mean, there's so many people that have petitioned for like Shaun of the Dead or some of the other Lego sets, but if it's not child related, they won't make it. And so you can make that case that Stranger Things, because it is children, they'll make it.
So there's children in Deadwood. So they couldn't make a children's Lego set for Deadwood? No?
Mm-hmm. A lot of brown bricks.
There's a couple kids.
There's a couple kids, yeah. Yeah, look, we'll put the Kristen Bell and her brother characters in there just like lying on the floor. You know, and the mute girl.
Oh, yeah.
She said a couple words now, but, you know. I don't know, Jack. I mean, can you imagine the box? Like, you just sit, you walk in the Lego store with your kids, and it just says, you know, buy me, cocksucker. You know, or,
I want to make the whore.
Yeah.
I want to make the whores.
Like, yeah, what's the image change?
I think they would probably change it to just
Al Schwergen.
Yeah, like, yeah, buy the gym. The gym box, you know, set. It's great. It's just full of whores and
I think they would just change it to box sucker.
Box sucker, yeah. I definitely want the Chinaman's pig area. You know, you can have little bits of minifigs, you know, in the mud pile.
That's what's educational about Deadwood. At that point I didn't know that pigs ate people.
Oh yeah. You should watch Snatch. That's what educated me.
I didn't know this when we were watching Deadwood. I remember the first time, like, Jay and I were watching, I go, I didn't know pigs ate people.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie Snatch? You need to watch that.
I don't remember.
Okay, it came out in 2001. Brad Pitt. It's like a broad British actors that are famous now, or sort of famous.
It sounds familiar. I probably saw it. I don't know.
Well,
Brad Pitt's a gypsy.
The gypsy. Yeah, you don't understand a word he says because it's, you know.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The reboot Doctor Who. I can't. Christopher Eccleston.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, is in it. Yeah, love Snatch, and the music's great.
Oh, it's great. It's definitely his love best Snatch. Movie. The guy who
I didn't like is this female that talked funny.
What did you say, Chris?
I love Snatch.
Oh. Now, wasn't he the director that did Baby Driver?
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's that movie. But did he do Baby Driver, or am I confusing
him with somebody else?
Okay. All right.
He hasn't made a good movie in a long time.
Yeah, he sucks.
Because he married, you know, Madonna, and then she made him make that really shitty movie that she's in. And he, like, publicly knocked it right in front of Guy Ritchie. Oh.
Guy Ritchie, okay. Yeah.
Well, and there's that Madonna song in Snatch. So
is there?
Oh, yeah, there's a Madonna song that plays.
Madonna's made some great. Was it Shanghai with Sean Penn? Great movie. Okay.
Who's that girl?
Yeah. Who's that girl? Yeah, great movie.
Oh,
I never got the Madonna. Dick Tracy. I never, because he was dating Warren Beatty at the time, right?
It's the only way that she makes a movie.
Yeah. I mean, the only role that's good of hers was from League of Their Own.
She's excellent. Let's be fair, she's excellent in League of Their Own.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Yes. Hands down, probably Bananas. Bananas.
I don't get the Madonna. She's like Ryan Seacrest to me. I just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get why she was popular.
Well, it's because she was kind of the first shock. Well, that's I would say she's the first female shock musician of the time, because you have Bowie and some other people in the 70s who did it. But Madonna was kind of the first female to do it, to just really kind of like make her sexuality kind of her art and sing about, not ladylike. You know, there's definitely a few women that did a few things, but I think Madonna went full balls out, you know.
Just Lucky Star. Lucky Star is the song that I was trying to think of. So.
You'll be my lucky star.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to forget about a lot of her songs.
I mean, she has some good songs. I mean, I like her 80s stuff better. But
I just wasn't a fan.
I feel like we're boring, Chris.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of Madonna, personally. Okay.
All right. Well, you could make a case for Josephine Baker being one of the first shock female musicians, but you know,
I like Josephine Baker.
You're saying, like, it's like, you know, like, you know, you look at like Janis Joplin, because she sang so she didn't try to sing pretty in, you know, she sang more like a blues. She sang like a blues.
I wasn't a fan of hers either.
What?
Janis Joplin's awesome. I don't like her.
Oh, okay.
What about, shit.
No, nope, don't like that either.
No, I can't think straight.
Unless it's in Deadwood.
Started drinking this gin tonight, so.
I did laugh when that opium addict, you know, is up in his office, you know, and he hits him. He's like, I just shit myself, sir. Good God! Like,
what is that smell?
throw yourself off the balcony. Just
like what's his name? Wild Bill Hickok's buddy there, the guy from Charlie Utter. Charlie Utter. He's just sitting there pissing against the side of the building, and like he goes and starts. He's just like, uh-oh.
There's definitely some good jokes in it for sure. Like, I think it is Charlie Utter too, that when he sees Calamity Jane with her head up against the wall, he's like, "How much are they paying you to hold up that building?" Yeah, because she's just, it's like, that's good.
Fuck you, Charlie.
Fuck you, my best friend died.
You know, she's actually buried next to Wild Bill Hickok.
Yeah, yeah. I looked up on the maps the other day, like, because I was thinking about driving up that way sometime this year, maybe next year, and clicked on the cemetery and it showed some of the pictures of them buried next to each other. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Some of the characters are real and some aren't, and some they've stretched the story.
Let's just say. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, look at Man in Black. Do you really think, you know, it's not really true?
You mean on Deadwood or?
I mean, yeah. Lost, yeah.
No, I think it is true. He just wanted to go home. He just wanted to get off the island. Dolly wanted. Anyway.
Misunderstood villains.
It's true.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it's like the Empire in Star Wars. They just wanted order. That's really all they wanted, you know. And then you have this kid, you know, who his uncle accidentally get killed, and he becomes a terrorist, joining this sect, you know, to go and kill these innocent people on this Death Star who weren't really doing anything, but mind their own business.
Just like the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, Matt, you were on vacation this past week because you said you haven't listened to the podcast or done anything.
Right. Yeah.
You missed a good one.
We had plans to visit some kind of family friends in Maryland, and we took off for there right after the kids were done with school. So,
part of Maryland.
Gaithersburg, I think is what it's called. So
there's always a burg in Maryland.
Just south of Poolsville, which I thought was a cool name. So, but anyway, we stayed with them, got to go into DC, on Friday.
Oh, right.
I remember now
seeing the photo of you in front of the Lincoln Memorial. Yeah.
We did the memorials on Sunday.
What's that? You got a boner.
How would I get a boner?
No, Nick did, because you're in front of Lincoln Memorial. Oh,
that's only at Ford's Theater.
I was gonna tell Nick I didn't see any Confederate monuments around there.
I'd hope not in D.C.
Yeah, they didn't seem to. It's not too hot. Got to go around and see the memorials. We did the memorial walk on Sunday, and that was when I posted about seeing Ro, met up with her at the Lincoln Memorial. So she got to meet my family, and I've been to DC a handful of times before this, but my wife and kids had never been, so it was nice to be able to go to the National Air and Space Museum, which
that's my favorite.
Clearly had some renovations since I was there last.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't been since 2006.
Well, my previous times in visiting were in the 90s. So there was a lot. I had visited a couple times in the 90s. So it was neat. So, and also just kind of fun to share that with my kids. My daughter, had done a report on Amelia Earhart, like most girls at some point in their youth. So she was really excited to see the Amelia Earhart exhibit, and
was it just an empty spot?
No, they have planes there. Well,
they couldn't put the plane there.
No, they have the plane that she flew just across the country. So.
Did they have a sign there that said, "We think she died here"?
This sign just hangs, says, "We're still looking for her."
We haven't given up. She could still be alive.
They had a whole section called Lost that connects.
She's on the island.
Earhart, yeah.
She was the French lady was based off of Amelia Earhart. Yeah.
No, actually, that's in the Smithsonian. Anyway, no, they do have the plane that she flew across the country, and as well as I thought that this was cool. This seeing the spirit of St. Louis, just hanging there. There's some of these planes or some of these vehicles that you look at and you think about and you're like, oh my gosh, like there's no windshield on the Spirit of St. Louis. He had to look at the side of the window.
I used to say the same thing when I drove a Zamboni. You know, if you had a windshield, that would keep the wind, especially when it's cold.
Right. Yeah. I would go around.
And people just look at me like, well, are you fucking stupid? I go, no, there should be a windshield on a Zamboni. So I understand what Chuck Lindberg was going through. Same problem.
You can call him Chuck.
You can call him Chuck.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Actually, we're not close friends because he had different views than me. So I just.
Oh, go ahead.
I was saying it is interesting, Matt, because like he basically flew it like a submarine, you know, because he had to look at the side, but you know, he had the map and the compass there. And he just kind of did it that way and then just kind of looked out to make sure he was, you know, wouldn't hang on a mountain.
It's pretty amazing. Like when you look at some of these vehicles and you think about their accomplishments, they also, speaking of Chucks, they had the plane that Chuck Yeager flew.
Broke
the sound barrier.
It's basically a rocket.
With some Beeman's gum.
He'll pay you back, Jack.
All right, fuck you guys. I'm just not gonna even talk now. While I was there, there's like one of these like, you know, museum guards or whatever, you know, liaisons. I can't remember what they're called because I've had too much gin now. But anyway, he came by and I got to hear him talking about it. And apparently, they had taken down the plane. And it was sitting on the ground there.
Who's playing?
Chuck Yeager.
Chuck Yeager's playing. Okay. They had taken it down, and it was on the – because they were doing some renovations. Chuck Yeager's family found out about that. I guess he lives in Virginia. And they called him up. He's like 80 now. He's still alive. And this was probably about 5 years ago. And his family drives him out there to get to see the plane, right? I mean – How monumental is this? I mean, here you have Chuck Yeager probably going to see this plane for the last time in his life, and they won't even fucking let him touch the plane. Like, you sons of bitches! Like the dude owned this. Like of all the people that has a right to like go up and touch this plane and sit in it, fart in it. I don't care what he does in it.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Take a picture of it, dude. Yeah. Like this is
give me some Beeman's. Broken mop handle.
Beamans, let him spit it out and put it under the wing. Who cares? It's Chuck fucking Yeager.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit.
It is. I just thought that was an interesting story as I was walking around and you know hear some of the.
You think Chuck Yeager would have the clout to go? Look, I'm Chuck Yeager.
Right. Well, yeah, sure. But I mean, he's also at that point. I mean, he was like 75 or 80 years old. So
it's still Chuck Yeager. I mean, it's like
seriously.
It's like if Neil Armstrong wanted to. Touch Apollo 11 or Christmas.
Nope, sorry.
Apollo 2.
We can't let you do that. Cannot let you do that, sir. I need to see your credentials.
Yeah.
Also got to see.
I was the first one on the fucking moon. Nope, sorry. Can't do it. Can't let you happen. We stop Chuck Yeager, we'll stop you.
Right.
Yeah. It belongs in a museum.
Right.
And when Amelia Earhart shows up, she ain't touching her fucking plane either.
Yeah, I got to see.
I don't care if she breathes it.
As soon as she docks it or lands it right here on the spot, it says, you know, coming soon.
That's property of the U.S. government. That's sorry, it. You're out. We're going. Yep. Where the fuck have you been?
Yeah.
We've been waiting.
Don't expect us to pay back wages on
this. No.
This is like past due. Anyway, got to also see the Wright brothers plane.
The one they took off from North Carolina.
Yes. They have a map there. They actually had a map in stone or actually it was in bronze. Sorry. Excuse me. In bronze, they had a map there, of the trek that they took on train from Dayton, Ohio to Kitty Hawk. And it shows the trek that they took on, by train. So
do we want to take off from Ohio and let's go to North Carolina.
You can take credit for the fact that they started their caravan of hauling it on the road from
Ohio. All right.
Yeah, you know what? I think the spirit
of St. Louis was built in San Diego. I think the engine was built in San Diego. So but we don't sit there and say built in San Diego. We don't say, hey,
First engine in the air.
Of course, we did name our airport is called Lindbergh Field.
Okay.
So maybe that has something to do. Yeah. I don't know.
I almost actually went to the Wright Brothers.
But you boycotted it out of anger?
Building. No, it was in Dayton. And so on our way back home, actually, from our vacation, we had stopped in. We broke up our trip, and we decided to stop in Columbus. Could have pushed on, made it home, but it was kind of fun to get an Embassy Suites. You know, they got really great pools, and they have a happy hour for the adults. Free
drinks. Which is always nice, yeah.
Free drinks from 5:30 to 7:30.
Popcorn, too, so.
Well, they also have a snack. They have a snack bar. Yeah.
They have a good breakfast, too, don't they?
They do. So we stopped there and let the kids go swimming. And on the way back, we were kind of planning, like, what was the last thing that we wanted to do on our little vacation here? You know, did we want to stop in Dayton and see the Air Force Base? There was also the Wright Brothers company where it all started as a bicycle shop. And they actually invented flight there. or we decided instead.
They invented the idea that we could haul something to North Carolina to actually put into play.
We don't like the win here.
Yeah, well, they needed some.
Ohio's not flat enough.
We might be hit by a Buckeye. Right.
Oh shit! They're actually
whatever,
parts.
Whatever a Buckeye is, we don't want to get hit by it.
It's amazing how hilly Ohio can get. But anyway, we went to this place called Chris. You would appreciate it. It's called Franklin Park.
Fun.
Yeah, Franklin Park Conservatory. And
was it named after Ben Franklin?
I don't know because I didn't look that far into it. So
it was named after the Sesame Street character.
Yeah.
What I did look at was all of the cool.
Can botanical. You tell me how to get to North Carolina so I can fly my plane?
I was in Columbus at this point, but fuck you guys. That's why I didn't go to Dayton. I just drove through it. Anyway, so I think we may have lost Jack again.
Yeah, that really got me.
Sympathetic. I do have Cindy's cell phone number, but I might not call her. So
I
might not want her.
I'll keep you sane. I love the Air Museum. It's in Dayton. You should have gone to that.
Well, instead, well, because you know they have the Air Force Museum actually is free.
Is it now?
It's free to the general,
except for Chuck Yeager.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He has to pay full admission.
I mean.
No.
Is the Air Force Base like at the start point from the trek all the way from North Carolina
from the train track? I don't know. I didn't research it that far. So, anyway, we decided not to do that. Instead, we went to the Botanical Garden, which was really cool. Chihuly, who's a glass artist, has a lot of glass art there. It was really amazing seeing how his artwork worked with the Botanical Gardens. There was a butterfly thing. So it worked on all, it worked for everybody involved. It worked for me, it worked for my wife. So it was really, really cool. So it's kind of how we spent the day. And, yeah, I don't know. Had a good vacation. You know, it's amazing when you look back at the pictures of the vacation and at the beginning, everybody's like full of idealism and hope and just like energy. And you're all like, yeah, we're doing it. And by the end, you're like, I'm not mad. Who's mad?
Yeah. I've been on those trips.
Yeah. So not saying that somebody said that I was curt when I got home, but let's just say that I was not curt. Fucking Matt. Anyway,
I'm fan fucking favorite.
Yeah. So it was a good trip, but
how long does it take you get from Franklin to Washington or Maryland? I mean,
Maryland. It's I don't know. It's hard to say. I think it was around 9 or 10 hours. So we did it in a day when we went out that way. But it sucked because we were driving in rain. Which just, oh my gosh.
It sucks.
It's just, so that's why I don't know exact how long, because when you drive in rain, you're always going a lot slower.
Yeah. Well, you should be.
The drive back, I just was like, you know, let's just break it up, be fun for the kids. And, you know, we were staying with friends, and we also don't want to overstep our bounds of like being like, yeah, can you fix me breakfast again?
Craving pancakes. Chocolate chip pancakes.
Yeah, donuts again? Jeez, you guys are real cheap.
Got a Waffle House around here?
Yeah. Right. But. So anyway, it was a good trip. It was good to get away. And also, it's always great whenever you can kind of put work on hold.
Oh, whatever
that work might be. So
I do it every day.
You know what I usually do is I take a commercial break.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Break me up a piece of that.
Kit Kat bar.
You know, that's one thing that we were stuck in the hotel. And I just got to say, like, hotel travel, right? It's come a long way. However, cable fucking sucks. Like, I have not had cable in a long time. And I had cable TV while I was in the hotel, and I was like,
so you got excited.
I was like, okay, this is cool. I haven't had cable for a while. Let's see what I'm missing out on. You know, what's with this old flame?
Mm-hmm.
Sucked so bad. Like, I have no control. There's all of these freaking commercials who I don't know who they're appealing to. I have no menu, you know, no guide. Oh. I'm just like randomly jumping from channel to channel.
Didn't they have a card telling you what channels were which?
Oh, they told me which channels were which, but beyond that, I have no idea what's on at what time.
That's just a shitty hotel.
Just, well, okay, here's what I think. They need to have a place where you can log in for your Netflix, right?
Exactly.
Like, everybody's got some Netflix, and if you don't know a person with Netflix, surely you're stealing somebody's
user. In a lot of hotels, they have the free Wi-Fi, but if you really want the Wi-Fi to work, you have to pay for it.
Right, which we did. We actually paid for the enhanced Wi-Fi or whatever.
So if I could pay, what I would usually do is I would pay for the, you know, extra. Yeah, I would do it so I can log in my Netflix account.
So you know, I just wanted the kids to watch something because, like, whatever was on cable, I was like, this just fucking sucks.
That's why you gotta just drop $25 and get a Roku stick.
Right, I didn't have a stick with me.
That's what I'm saying. You're to solve your travel.
Sure. I got a Chromecast, but still, I mean, it wasn't anything that I was thinking when we left, like, oh, I need to bring this. I'm just saying there should be a channel, something on the TV that you can just go to, like, a, you know, everybody's got a Netflix. So anyway, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar reminds me of my wife and I fell across the Comedy Channel and they just were playing reruns of The Office. So it was like the easiest thing for us to just.
Also, you saw the episode where Andy can't remember the song.
No, actually, we were in the season without Michael Scott. And still some pretty funny shit, though.
I it wasn't as bad as I remember.
I
hated it the first time.
We were laughing at some pretty great stuff. I mean, Andy tells the secretary, you know, oh, whatever you do, come in, break up this. I want this client to know that I'm really important. So come in. Just tell me there's a phone call for me. And, you know, and she's like, well, who should I say is calling? She was like, he's like, I don't care who. Tell me that it's an important call. So he goes in, you know, and he's talking to the client about how important it is for him, you know, to be a client with them. And she comes in and she's like, Andy, I have a really important call. And he's like, it's okay. It can wait. Like, I don't care how important it is. And she says, your mom's dead.
Oh, Jesus.
so fucking funny. Like, I killed, like, so. Yeah, that one. And she, like, he's like, I'm sure it's okay. I can wait. And she's like, nah, she was hit by a bus. it just kept getting better. It wasn't just that one line, but oh my gosh. So, some pretty funny episodes though. It surprised me even without Michael Scott. Dave.
It seems like Crime Central's been doing that a lot lately, where it's just like a whole marathon of The Office followed by a whole marathon of Parks and Recreation. Which I'd never really watched. I've watched one season. It was all just on that, like back to back to back. I was like, oh, this is pretty good.
I never forgot the Midwest humor.
Well, I mean, it's just little things, but did you ever see Anger Management with Adam Sandler, Matt?
Terrible movie.
I have not.
It's nothing worth watching, but it should
be good.
There's one scene in it that I always like a lot, and it's exactly what you're talking about, where basically Jack Nicholson moves into Adam Sandler's apartment because, like, he's his anger management therapist. But Adam Sandler's like, God, I've got to get away from this guy, you know. So he tells him, he's like, your mom just called. I mean, the doctor called. Your mom's really sick, you know, and like she might be dying. You know, he's just making it up. And like Jack's response to me was just one of those, like, really. It's the only good moment in the movie. He's just like, instead of like worrying about his mom, he just starts going like, "No more clam chowder." Like, oh, he's worried about all the food he's not gonna have that his mom can make, and I was like, I can totally see me being that asshole that doesn't think about the person.
You just look at the thing.
We all agree differently.
Yeah.
We all agree differently. Yeah, that's an appropriate response.
But yeah, but it is a hard pass, though. I agree with Chris. Like, if it's on one day for free, check it out. But
I remember I saw that in the theater. I was like, yeah, man. I get my money back on this one.
Yeah.
So would Jack Nicholson.
after he got paid for it.
He got paid.
Yeah.
Jack always gets paid.
Always. That's actually pretty good, Jack.
Thank you.
I started a thing. My wife and I last week started Weight Watchers.
So why
are you hanging your head in shame there?
Because I haven't eaten like I like to in almost a week.
That way you're a little fatigued.
Yeah, no, it's good though, because I would like to drop some weight, and my wife is determined to regain her pre-baby weight. And at the end of the day,
is that what she told you too?
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean I've been well over my weight goal for a long. I'm not like not well over. I've been over my weight goal for a long time. I've never been in a place where I was like, oh man, I'm not good. But like, it's been consistent for like the last 10 years or so, where I have not been where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some high blood pressure results come back from the doctors. Nothing crazy, but like just saying, hey, maybe you should think about your diet. And I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. You know, let me stop at McDonald's on the way home.
Supersizing.
Yeah, right. So, no, we started doing it. And I actually really like it, because it's, I'm not doing the meetings and all that stuff. I couldn't bring myself to going to a place or to listen to someone tell me how to.
Exactly. No. Exactly. Hi, I'm Chris, and I eat three Big Macs a day.
Yeah.
Hello, Chris.
So, yeah, I'm doing it, man. And I'm
as
doing
fries are coming out of their mouth.
A light version of it, which is like just the app on the phone, which is kind of cool, because it goes all the stuff by like point based and whatnot, and just make sure you're not.
Yeah. What did Jay and Colleen do? They do Nutrisystem, or did they do Weight Watchers?
No, Jay's done Weight Watchers, and I didn't know Colleen was doing it, but also Cindy did Weight Watchers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's worked. I've lost 13 pounds in the last 2 months just by being.
Oh, wow.
Just by being me.
Oh, I lost 7 pounds in the last 6 days.
It works, because the only thing is, as someone who's not on the Weight Watcher thing, you have to be very supportive when you're grocery shopping with someone who is, because they have to scan every little thing to see. All right, I got to see how many points this is. I'm like, oh my god, this is gonna take all day. Yeah. But you can't say that, because you have to be supportive. Mm. So in my head, I'm like, for the love of God, can we just go to the next aisle? But no, I just go, yeah, check whatever you want. Scan. Like, well, that's fine.
It's actually not. it's not too difficult to do either. Like it's like, here's my day today. Right. So I had, egg white. I made two fried eggs with like non-stick spray. So no butter.
That, right? That's 0 points, right?
No points.
Eggs are no points.
I put like maybe a half a tablespoon of cheese on top of them. And not a whole lot, right? And then
he's fudging his numbers.
Yeah,
no, I'm looking at it right now. I measured it as 1/8 of a cup because it was just like a little bit sprinkled. But and then a big like a what do you call it? English muffin, like a light English muffin. So for breakfast.
Did you put butter or jam on it?
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
I know. Then, I know that's points.
I've been doing like meal replacement shakes for off and on for a bit. So actually, I have a bunch left that I'm still using that. So I just had one of those for lunch. And then for dinner, I made a flank steak, corn on the cob. What was it? Also sauteed spinach and a baked potato.
Oh, the baked potato's got to be rough.
No, not at all.
Well, I guess you don't put anything on it.
No, I put just salt on it. So the baked potato was part of the steak dinner, which is, what does it come up as? 4 points.
4 points. That's not bad. Did you get, how many points you get? Like 18 points, 20 points a day, something like that?
I get 34.
34?
Yeah.
Why do you get so many points?
Well, my wife gets 24. I get 34 probably because
You pay more money? Is that what it is?
Yeah, right. No, because I'm 6 feet tall and some LBs behind me.
Yeah, because I know I used to tell Cindy, I go, the worst thing, because I used to ref with this guy who was when I first ref with him, he showed me a picture of him. He's like me, kind of chiseled, not an ounce of fat. And he showed me this picture of himself. I go, because he didn't eat fast, he hadn't had fast food in 8 years. I go, why not? He goes, because of this. And he showed me, he's like 300 plus pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He said, the worst thing for you is Starbucks. I used to tell Cindy, I go, you go to Starbucks every day. Don't go to Starbucks. Don't go to Starbucks. And she'll like just say, I went to Starbucks today and the thing was 10 points. I go, I only have 8 points left. I go, why don't you go to Starbucks?
Yeah, exactly.
But we're talking about like the Frappuccinos and like the fancy drinks.
So any of the food is terrible for you.
Well, yeah, sure.
And Starbucks, if you want to sponsor us, we can edit this out. But no, I guess all the food is just absolutely terrible for you. And then
and the drinks are terrible too. Like if you get like a frozen or iced latte or whatever, it's like 10 points. Yeah. But that's the whole point. Like, and here's the thing, like the idea of this system, which I like differently than any of the stupid fad diets that are out there. Anybody listening, if you're doing one of those stupid fucking diets, stop doing it and don't be an idiot because they're terrible for you and your heart's going to explode. But sorry, I digress. But this is good.
My feelings are really hurt.
But this is good though, because like I know that I'm not going to continue like paying for it after a few months, because the whole idea of it is to get your mind in the right place psychologically to make the right decisions, right? Mm-hmm. So great case in point was Jack. You just said, oh, you baked potato, you put butter on it. Like, no, actually I didn't. I put only salt on it.
Yeah. I don't know if I can eat a baked potato with just salt though.
Oh, I did.
I got to have butter.
I used to do it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where it kind of like trains you to make the right choices about certain things that actually make a big difference, like not going to Starbucks. Like for my iced coffee,
Can you get more points if you like exercise and stuff like that? Or no, is it not work like that? Oh, okay. Yes.
Huh. Burning calories.
Yeah, so it promotes exercise, promotes activity, all that type of stuff. And no, it's connected to Apple Health, so it automatically already takes and imports all of my activity points and steps I've taken. And yeah, it's cool. So I'm just about 5-6 days in now.
That's good.
It's working.
Oh, I know Cindy and Jay dropped a lot of weight right away.
Yeah.
And they pretty much maintained it by just eating the right things.
Yeah.
I think I said this at one point or another, because I weighed 196, I think, in January, and I'd been doing them. Instead of doing like Blue Apron or something like that, there's another food thing out there called Freshly, which is they just send you meals already made. They make them that week and they send them to you. And I cut out soda. I drink one diet soda in the morning because I don't drink coffee. And then, so I just drink either a LaCroix, Chris has seen me do that, or water. And I eat those at night, and then I have like just a sandwich and some chips for lunch. But now I'm at 182. And I started doing that like regularly in March. Cliff was asking me about it before I moved, and I said, "Oh, this is what I do." And so I got Cliff on my diet of just, you know, it requires no math, like Chris's requires math. just get.
I was told there'd be no math.
Yeah, exactly. Just get these meals, Cliff, and if you could just eat that, and that's it. Don't go for a bag of chips. Don't get cookies afterwards. Just eat that one freshly meal.
That is the hardest part.
Yeah, you'll lose weight. And, and Cliff is, you know, he texts me every now and then. He's like, "Dude, I'm loving this." I'm like, "Yeah." It's like, because they're good meals.
Yeah. I was at 194 like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. I got down to 178 about a week ago, but now I'm back up to 181.
That's still good.
Got some ice cream.
That's my goal before I turn 40.
181
to
180, 185. Well, 194 was the highest I probably weighed more than that at
one. You just turned 39, so you got a year. So, I mean, God forbid, like, what do you weigh?
I weigh right now.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly. Wait, hang on.
I wouldn't think more than 215, but I don't know.
Yeah, I hide it well.
You get a big melon. So that is a lot of weight.
That's true. He did. It's a lot of head weight. A lot of head weight. Yeah.
So I currently weigh 229.
Plus, what, you get about 10 pounds of ego, right?
Yeah. And yep. You probably have a good 2 pounds of body hair.
So, yeah, 30 yeah. pounds of that is basically your head, dude. So,
yeah. Yep. Big ass dome.
Go Ned Stark. You reach it.
This is.
I commend you because I know it's a hard thing to do to be able to.
You know. I used to, like stuff for me is I used to have the toughest time gaining weight. I mean, I literally just lose tons of weight. I know when I used to ref a lot, on a weekend I'd lose like 7 or 8 pounds. I'd do the college games, do all the adult games, youth games. I'd go, Jesus Christ, I'm dripping, the pants aren't fitting, nothing's fit. I go, well, I've dropped like 7 or 8 pounds.
Right.
And I'm not one of those people, like I said, the other ref, the chisel ref, he'd bring the proper snacks, the proper hydrates, the proper, I'm bringing water and, you know, just whatever it is. But he just, you have to eat properly.
Yep.
And he wouldn't lose any weight. But I would be like, oh God, I dropped like 7 or 8 pounds.
I mean, I haven't been in 180, 185 since high school. When I was in college, I was in the best shape of my life because I was.
How tall are you?
6 feet.
6 feet.
Oh, yeah. So when I was in college, I was in the best shape of my life. I mean, I was playing rugby 2 seasons a year and doing all that training. But I mean, counterbalance that with like egregious drinking, you know?
that'll do it too.
Drinking, you know, like, beer is bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was weighing or leveling itself out. Right. So, I mean, I was always on the go and I would drink like a fish and, I kind of like balanced between 200 to 210 in college, but I was like in good shape, right? I mean, it was, you know, that was the glory days.
I'll pass you by.
I get it. I understand what the healthy weight range is. I want to get there, and that's my goal. So we'll see. We'll keep it going.
Well, nobody wants to hear about my weight stuff. So,
you're a pretty skinny guy anyway. So,
you'd think, right? Yeah, and I have been for all my life. So that's why nobody wants to hear about my weight problems. But I always watched my dad because my dad and I have the same metabolism, and he was always skinny until about 45. I started to notice, my dad's starting to get like. You know, he's starting to put on the weight, you know, he's starting to maintain it, you know, and I always thought, oh yeah, when I reach that point, like, I will welcome this. This will be great. You know, I'll be able to, there's been times in which I'm very highly active and I don't stop to eat sometimes. And, you know, and I don't gain weight and I'm very unhealthy in that way. Well, anyway, just the other day, you know, it's like, oh shit, I actually have a belly. like it's not going away, guys. Like I was kind of used to it, you know. Like I was like, oh,
I'm pretty happy with this belly. Yeah,
I don't think I was happy with it. I was kind of like, you know, that moment when Clark Kent realizes he's not Superman, I was kind of like, fuck, this sucks. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, it's not going away, guys. So, I get no sympathy. You guys can all say, fuck you, Matt. Like, I get it. You know, anybody that's met me or is like, yeah, you're skinny, Matt. You know, what do you have to worry about?
Yeah, a few years ago, I never had a gut, ever. And now I do, but Zach and I play this game in the pool where he pokes me and I go, oh, I'm losing my hair. And I drag him all over the pool and stuff like that. Well, this time he goes, Pop, I'm gonna drain your fat. He pushes me in the stuff. I go, you're gonna what? He goes, oh, the air. I go, okay, I see where we're going here with this.
Drain my fat. Jack, do you want that referral code for Weight Watchers?
If you would. I used to go up to him, I go, Papa's got a baby. So boys can't have babies. I go, I have a baby. he says it's baby fat.
Yeah.
I go, geez, Zach, you're pretty harsh. So I'm working on it.
Well, I think anybody that is taking those steps to just be conscious, be aware of it, exercise.
It is hard.
A key. Now that it's summertime, like I think I've mentioned it on previous podcasts, I'm biking a lot more, so I'm trying to be a little bit more athletic.
I walk my granddaughter almost every day, so that's my exercise.
One of the fun things I got to do over the weekend was play some backyard baseball. Actually, that was a lot of fun. So the family we were visiting, their kid is into baseball. And
you throw it in anybody's head?
Do you remember to stretch?
I did not remember to stretch. So you know,
be careful. Pop that.
Well, I wasn't doing any sliding, but it was a lot of fun though. You know, it was basically dads versus sons, and you know, dad's lost, but you know, we were taking it easy on the Suns.
Oh, so you're saying you let them win?
This guy threw his own kid once in a. Okay, you're right.
I would.
I did
that to Jay. I told the story before where he kept bailing on the box, And so
he was crowding the plate.
No, I hit him. I said, did you die? He goes, no. I go, well, look, I throw harder than any of those kids. Stay in the box.
Yeah.
I mean, I threw it low where it hit him, you know, below the waist.
And that's where it started.
Ah, come on, man.
then Jack just rose. Rose.
I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Am I back? You hear me?
Yeah, you're back. Yeah.
Okay. I remember Dale and I used to be on the same adult team playing baseball. And I was pitching batting practice. I purposely threw the first pitch at Dale. just threw it right at him. I go, sorry, it got away. So the next pitch, I threw a curveball, and he like chucks out. I go,
I would have charged you.
Yeah, he probably should have. But we did have a game. We did have a game once where the bench is cleared. Four of us go out. I go running out there, and we look. I think it's me, Dale, and two other guys. We look behind us, and the rest of the team's just sitting there, like, "You're on your own."
Yeah, that'd be me.
these guys were fucking huge. I go, "All right, I guess we're cool." So I packed up and went back to my. I said, this is bullshit. I go, when the bench is clear, you have to.
Oh, it rose again. Oh. That sounds like a Seinfeld thing, you know? Like George like goes out like charging the mound, and like everyone's just sitting there like, all right, George. Yeah. Have fun. I mean,
the guy that had me was probably like 250, not an ounce of fat on him. I'm like going, all right, we're good with this. We're good.
Leroy Jenkins.
You can put me down now.
Oh God! I sent you guys that one, didn't I?
You did.
I love that meme. Oh, that was so good. Everyone out there, if you're Game of Thrones meme, where it's like, you know, Tyrion's looking at, he's like, the bells have rang, they've surrendered, and then you hear see Danny go, Leroy Jenkins burns the town.
So many good Game of Thrones memes.
There are a lot of them.
Well, did you guys watch the documentary yet?
I've watched most of it.
We talked about it in our last podcast. I think I watched an hour of it, and Jack's like three fourths of the way done.
Yeah,
I saw what I believe is a clip from it. You know, you're scrolling through Facebook, and there's all these, you know, pirated clips of whatever, and people add their own tags to it, and just to get their clickbait or whatever. But I was watching. I believe it was probably from the documentary, but it was the table read of the last episode.
Yeah. That's early on.
they seem to be as into it as at least, well, I have been.
There was I don't know if you saw the scene though. There's a guy there, and like he has a big head, and his name is Chris. And he goes, "This fucking sucks."
Yeah. That was Bari's.
Yeah. Well, I said that, Chris, on our last episode. Is like the one thing I took away from that documentary, even though I watched the first hour of it, was
Bari's hated it.
Well, he hated it, but like you see the top of their scripts, and it's dated like either September or October 17th, 2017. And you're like, so you're telling me these fuckers knew. The actors knew this entire time that this season was that shitty, and nobody said a word. Like,
I know.
What were they going to say?
Well, I would have stood up immediately, just me being me, because you guys know me. I can't bite my tongue. I would have read that and been like, sorry, D&D, this is shit.
And you would have got killed off before season 8 started.
It's the whole – who cares at that point? It's like you're getting paid.
You'll see in Deadwood season 2, there's a character that gets killed off. Mm-hmm. And the reason he gets killed off is because someone is a pain in the ass.
Oh. Well.
And that's the only reason. I'll tell you after you've seen season 2. But.
That's the my immediate thought when as soon as I saw Powers Booth being in Deadwood was like, oh, he's dead. He's dead, so I know he's not in the movie.
Yeah, he's not in the movie, though.
Yeah. So I was like, ah, it's like, I always like Powers Booth.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good guy.
Dude, my favorite Powers Booth movie was The People's Temple. When he did, what's his name?
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Who's the Kool-Aid guy? The cult down in Guyana, French Guyana.
Oh, Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.
Oh,
yeah.
He
plays Jim Jones in this movie. It is so good. Like, actually, I watched that movie in school for my psychology of communications class, and it was powerful. And I've watched that movie probably a dozen times.
It always makes me thirsty,
dude. He is in that role. I got the same like creepy feeling about him that I do with Daniel Day-Lewis in King of New York, or Gangs of New York, rather.
Gangs of New York.
I loved it. I was actually on Bill's side on Gangs of New York.
I thought it was okay.
Speaking of creepy dudes, though, but what about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I haven't seen it yet.
The trailer?
Well,
the trailer.
Isn't that okay?
The Quentin Tarantino. I mean, it alludes to Manson.
Yep. It does, and there's some controversy right now about the movie. You hear about that?
I have not heard about the controversy. No, I only saw the trailer, and I was like, okay.
What's his name's daughter? Who's the? No, is it
Sharon Tate?
Shannon Tate.
Who's the famous film?
Sharon Tate.
Yeah. About how it's kind of like exploiting her father's like whole deal. How what's his name? His girlfriend or wife was killed by one of the Manson brothers, etc. There's like a whole big like uproar about Roman Polanski's wife. That's what it was. Yeah,
Roman Polanski.
Yeah.
Who Hollywood gave a standing ovation when he won the Academy Award.
Right. Yeah, so Sharon Tate.
Let's give a standing ovation to a child rapist.
Well, he's excommunicated anyway from the country.
Well, here's a quote from
Sharon Tate. Excommunicado.
So I'm just saying that it doesn't bother them that in Hollywood to make a film about Roman and his tragic story and make money with it, while at the same time they have made him a pariah. At all without consulting him, of course. Mm. How can you take advantage of someone's tragic life while trampling on them?
Gotcha.
I can see her point, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see it.
I don't. I was going to say my favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite Powers Booth movie is Southern Comfort.
I don't think I've seen it.
He plays the Army Reservist. They're hunting for someone.
Huh.
And he's with Wild Bill Hook, the guy that plays Wild Carradine.
This reminded me of something that we need to bring up. Matt was not here last week, and I forgot that we had a versus last week, Matt. And I want to hear. I want to hear who Matt would have picked without knowing who we picked. So
okay, sure.
So who in a death match? Any character, action person, not a cartoon, but like Rambo, James Bond, whatever, in a death match.
James Bond wasn't in it.
I know, but I'm just saying, like any.
Nor should he.
Death match.
Death match of any action killer type character. Who do you think would be the most deadliest of all the Hollywood characters?
Oh, shit. This is hard, man. Really throwing this at me here. What's that?
It's pretty easy.
Okay, maybe it's easy for you guys because, you know.
I put him on the spot. He's got a lot of characters.
I know. I'm only busting.
I mean, I'm like thinking of like all like just male characters, or are we talking?
It could be anybody. Yeah.
Could be anybody.
We didn't pick a female character.
Action.
But we didn't bring sex into this. That's on you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just no.
You want me to tell you who the five were?
Okay, just tell me who the five are. Because
let me tell you who the five are, and I want you to guess which ones Jack picked.
Rambo, Dirty Harry, John Wick, Jason Bourne, and who was the other one, guys?
Oh, Ethan Hunt.
Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible. And the only I'll be fair. He got one vote from Ethan.
Why that guy? I mean,
That was a Jack pick.
Are you talking about John? John.
Jack picked two.
It's Tom Cruise's character.
Actually,
so, yeah.
I think I picked three.
You might have picked three. Yeah, Chris and I were basically on the same page.
So Jack just went willy nilly here. Oh, okay, yeah. You guys clearly picked John or Wick, right?
Yeah, right. Wick, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean that's
the answer.
There's no way that Jack would have picked.
I've never seen a John Wick.
No. So who would win? I mean, yeah.
Deathmatch.
Yeah, death match? Yeah, John Wick win.
Dirty Harry's never been killed ever.
There's John Wick.
He's just a cap, dude, with a big gun.
He's a cap with a big gun and knows how to use it. Go ahead, make my day.
But he's got a catchphrase and a gun. That's it.
That's what you need.
Okay, maybe in the 70s, but John Wick is like...
No, he went through the 80s. And what about,
80s, yeah.
What about Rambo?
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, 80s. You know, yeah. Whose side are you guys on anyway?
Yeah, did you say they're making another Rambo, The Last Blood Thinner? Yeah, it's...
I got a cut. I lose.
I love how they totally showed in the trailer for the new Rambo movie... him dying. I don't know about that.
No, First Blood is a great movie.
It is.
What they did, I'm like, okay, this is enough.
First Blood is an amazing movie.
It's a great movie. Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing like any other of the Rambo movies. And that
you were right.
It's great.
It's like, hey, Chuck Norris is making money doing crap. Well, we can do the same thing.
Oh yeah, Chuck Norris. Yeah.
I forgot about Chuck Norris. Mm-hmm. No way John Wick beats Chuck Norris.
Absolutely.
No, Chuck Norris doesn't lose.
Jack, I'm just saying, like you can't have an opinion until you go watch John Wick.
I have an opinion. So
none of you guys picked the clear obvious, which is Crocodile Dundee.
I love it. Yeah. The man walked on people's shoulders and heads in New York, and nothing happened.
He had a lot more catchphrases than Dirty Harry. Bigger knife. Clearly could go out in the outback
with the pencil.
The original. So you're saying Crocodile Dundee, the original grab him by the balls kind of guy.
That's not a knife.
That's true.
This is a knife.
This is a knife.
Right.
He used to have a comedy show. It was like Benny Hill.
Really?
Yeah. I used to watch it.
I don't know why. I was really excited when they announced they were going to make a third one, and then it was so bad. I do love that one. There's actually a lot of funny lines in Tropic Thunder, but you know, the Robert Downey Jr.'s character is supposed to be Australian, and this guy's like insulting him, you know, and he's like, and Crocodile D, blah, 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 you know, and then Robert Downey's like, pump the brakes, kid. The man's a national treasure. It's like,
that's so good.
That's actually probably Jack Black's last good movie. Well, that's not true. I liked the new Jumanji. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked the new Jumanji.
I've never seen a Jumanji.
The first one, the original one doesn't hold up, but it was really for its CGI at the time was really groundbreaking. I really liked the new one. I thought
Jumanji or is it Jumanji?
That's a good question. Jumanji?
Jumanji?
Was I saying Jumanji?
Jumanji?
I would say Jumanji.
It's definitely okay. Jumanji.
Is it Jumanji? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, when have I ever known to enunciate anything correctly?
I'll take your fair point.
Anyway.
I started listening to Changing Speeds here.
Wait. Who won? Who won the versus?
Oh, John Wick.
John Wick won, and I think Rambo was second.
Yeah, it wasn't even a competition.
Anyone over 50 picked Harry Callahan.
Jason Bourne got quite a few votes too. So,
yeah.
But John Wick hands down by far.
I mean, I know it's not Dirty Harry, but you guys have seen The Gauntlet.
See, the difference between Jason Bourne and John Wick is that Jason Bourne will do an unbelievable job scanning the room and the surroundings and understanding like what's happening all at once. Mm-hmm. But by the time he's done with that, John Wick's already fucking killed everybody.
It's true. And you seen number three, right,
Chris? Not yet.
Dude.
I know.
I'm looking forward to that conversation.
I was going to try and go see it today, but shit got in the way. But
you didn't want to be tempted by the popcorn.
No, dude, that I'll tell you that I don't care what app is running on my phone. I will not have popcorn. So
you have the butter flavoring. If you don't get the butter flavoring, it's okay.
Don't care. I'll have a day that looks terrible in the app if it has to do with movie theater popcorn. That is something I'll never give up.
Yeah. I tell you one thing. So you know how you have all the different Regals and chains and all that out here in Colorado. We have Cinemark.
Cinemark.
Yeah, like Cinemark.
Oh, CI.
Sorry, I never say that right.
Cinemark.
And they Cinemark, you know, is with the devil. Cinemark. Yeah, I like Cinemark.
Come, you know, see
like,
the devil.
It used to be a porn theater, but now they've changed their ways. But you know, like most theaters, you know, you just get the membership card, you get points, and every now and then they'll give you a free bucket of popcorn. Well, this one, like they're like, oh, you can get the free one, or you can pay $8 a month. And you get a free movie ticket per month, and you get 30% off all concessions, and you still get points, so you can still get like more free tickets. And I was like,
no brainer.
Yeah, like who would not say yes to that? And so, yeah, like I went and I paid $10. My ticket was free to when I saw Rocket Man. I got a bucket of popcorn, a thing of nachos, and a drink for $10. I was like,
you saw a crappy movie.
That's not crazy, but still, it didn't matter because I had food and a free ticket.
So. See, you don't have to worry about that. You already have diabetes, so you run no risk.
Well, I mean, I did get the Coke Zero. I will go down on a big tub of popcorn. I don't
easily. I will go down. I will also go down on a big tub of popcorn. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what I started listening to on my commute in and out of work every day is the Aftermath trilogy for Star Wars.
Oh,
I thought this was going to be
Matt and I read the mm-hmm. entire trilogy. I read the first book and that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm on book two. Digging it, man.
Yeah. Book two is probably I think my favorite. Of the trilogy,
I'm digging it, and I'll tell you some of the characters. And for those listening at home who aren't nerds, the Aftermath trilogy is a 3-part series of the events that occur immediately following Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
would love to do an interview if you want to talk about this, like even in more depth. You know, but
yeah, let me finish them, and we'll do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go read them too.
It was Jack's face that got me on that one.
But I'll tell you, I'm totally enjoying it. It's a cool story. The characters are oddly likable. I'll share one of the characters in it, which is a character I wish made its way to the movies. Forgetting his name, but the Imperial Loyalty Officer.
Oh yeah, yes.
What the hell is his name?
Smith.
Anyways,
I know who you're talking about though, but yeah, his character is great, and also a homosexual too.
Yes, it was
kind of like a surprise twist.
Yeah, but his character is fantastic. One of the characters, I believe, actually makes it to the movie, and it's played by Wexley.
Yes, Snap Wexley.
Yeah,
he is the bearded pilot in Force Awakens. That, yes.
Yeah, that was his name from Heroes.
Right. Oh. Can't remember the actor.
You played
and Lost. He's actually he's a pilot in Lost.
Oh, I know.
He's in most J.J. Abrams.
His name? Adam.
Whatever. B-list guy. But his character in Force Awakens is not the same character as... I don't feel like to be the same character as the books of Aftermath, but...
His stories are fleshed out even further in the comics a lot more. Just because there's a whole Poe Dameron comic series that Snap Wexley is in. But his younger character in Aftermath, I think is really lovable and likable as far as like a character to follow along with.
Yeah.
And his counterpart Bones, right?
Bones is awesome.
Yeah. So I love how
you can't name a character Bones in Star Wars.
Unless it's after
a
B1 battle droid.
Hey, after listening to you guys talk about it, I'm not going to read the books.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Fair enough.
What do you got? Not to make this a Donut and Brews, but so with, you know, Lando is going to be at the helm of the Millennium Falcon in this new movie.
He has the best story.
What do you think? What do you think is going to happen with L-88? You know, like, you think we're going to get some kind of thing with that where like he actually talks to L-88?
L3.
L3, sorry, yeah. What am I saying? I'm thinking
I mean, I know that you don't like Solo, but, you know, it's fine.
No, I actually don't. I don't mind Solo. I just think there's some things, there's an issue. But, like, in comparison with the trilogy, I think it's a classic. But, no, I Rogue One is the only film that I own.
Nice little dig there. You just, like, threw that one in. That was good.
Yeah.
Which one?
Matt.
Oh, compared to the trilogy, it's a classic. Anyways, we should actually have this be a teaser for a future Onan Brews.
I would love to talk more about the Aftermath trilogy because I really enjoyed it. It was the first post or new canon, you know, books that came out that happened after Return of the Jedi. I devoured the first one when it was released. The second one I really enjoyed because it goes further into Han Solo story.
Yeah,
I don't get much of it.
I should have continued with it because, like, Matt and I talked about this, Chris. Like, I love the prologue for Aftermath because it's Wedge, you know, and you're like, oh, this is really cool. And then it immediately goes into some characters. I'm like, who the hell are these people? I don't care about you. I want to know about, you know, and that really was hard for me to get past, you know.
Well, he's in the second book.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, this is cool. I was like, I want to know about Wedge. I want to know, like, what's happening inside the Star Destroyer and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, who are these people?
Nick still can't get over the Wedge thing, but...
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, it's just, you know, Wedge is a cool character. He's the only person that survived all three original movies.
I saw a license plate today, Nick, and I thought of you because of the way they spelled it, but it said, it's done, and it was D-U-N. So, and I just thought, oh.
Yeah.
So,
wonder what was done.
I was driving
this podcast.
It wasn't one of those moments where I could, like, actually, like, take a picture. But one thing I went
to a drug dealer.
Is that a pager? You didn't know? No, it's my babies.
Oh, it's your babies. I didn't know you're on a CGM.
I'm on Omnipod now for about 10 months now, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
It just caught up with your nachos and your drink and your...
No, it's because it's time for me to change the pod out. So it's letting me know, like, hey.
It's about time for us to change this podcast. I wanted to mention, before we get any further, that the RCAD versus that I wasn't fucking part of. But anyway, the results are...
It wasn't really a versus.
It's okay.
It was an unofficial versus.
John Wick.
It was the laziest versus ever. We we made up the rules of it as we went, and we just posted five.
We
just posted
it. We didn't even.
That's what I like when people that don't listen to the podcast are commenting on it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, hey, the votes. It gets people voting. It gets people talking. So I always like doing the versus. But anyway, I'm going to go over the results officially, since you know you guys are lazy about it. But John Wick had 34 votes. Jason Bourne came in at second with 13 votes. Rambo didn't even like scrape his teeth in this fight. He got 8 votes. Dirty Harry fucking blowing a blank load here at 2 votes. And then Ethan fucking Hunt, 1 vote.
From Ethan. And
I did like Scott Eric's comment, the bride. Which when you guys were talking about action heroes and stuff like that, like probably because we were talking Tarantino, I was thinking about The Bride as well. And he also mentions Jack Bauer, but I think you guys were talking specifically movies, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what.
No, I was just bringing up random people.
Well,
I could kick his ass.
It started with me, I think, asking Chris if he had seen John Wick 3 yet. He said no. And then Jack was like, oh, is he better than Dirty Harry? And I was like, hands down. And that's where it snowballed.
Nobody's better than fucking Dirty Harry.
Yeah, I can see where this whole conversation went.
And then, of course, Jack got proven wrong again.
I could have put it on a post where anybody over 50 that's actually seen the movies, put down your crayons and go see a Dirty Harry movie. Come on, kids. There's more than just one hero out there.
To be fair,
what?
Yeah.
Put down your crayons.
and our generation doesn't go to see a classic movie. We can just watch it on the internet.
Whatever. Actually, you can see a Dirty Harry movie on YouTube.
Which is the internet.
Yeah. I know. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't care. I choose Dirty Harry over
anything. Which is the
I don't care. Well, you know what we forgot to do in the beginning? Forgot to thank our patrons, because this show and all the shows on the Jay and Jack Podcast Network are patron-driven podcasts. If you'd like to become a patron, go to jayandjack.com, click on the little thing that says become a patron, and you can help support this show and all the other shows of the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network and listen to the interesting conversations we have here. You can also, if you shop Amazon, just shop with us. Just click on the button that says go to jayandjack.com. Click on Amazon. It looks like your normal Amazon page, and every little bit helps all the listeners here. You can probably even find a Dirty Harry movie on Amazon.
That's Ron Jeremy's latest movie, isn't it?
That could be. But at this time, we're going to thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, and Drake the Destroyer. Thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for everybody who helps support the show. A 5-star review gets you a drawing by Matt.
Apparently, I'm owing someone a drawing. I think it was Ro, which if I had known, I would have just given one.
It is Ro? Okay, yeah. And thanks. She specifically requested Jack eating reprocessed corn.
Oh, geez.
That was saying, uh-oh.
Well, because I was talking about my granddaughter. My daughter's been giving her corn. And I even told her today, stop at the corn. Nothing's worse than corn caca. Nothing. Corn caca could kill John Wick. I'm telling you that right now. It's because it just comes out whole. How's that possible? So it regenerates itself.
It's the skin. It's the outer layer.
Oh, I forgot to say. Watch if you're into something depressing, watch Chernobyl.
That's what I was saying. Like, yeah, we didn't, because the last episode aired last night.
Yeah, I watched it today before I came up to record, and this one is not as depressing because it's more leading up to the events that happened,
right,
and all that, and you know, explaining to you the different stuff. But the first four episodes, I'm going to tell you flat out, are depressing.
Oh, they're depressing as hell. I like this last episode. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever forget that line of, you know, what is the cost of lies? I mean, it's such a great line.
And, you know, you can't trust the Russians. That's all I know.
Well, you know what's more depressing than that is, sounds like we got 30 years for the human race. So good luck, folks.
That'll be fair. I'm 80. I'd be 86 then if I make it.
But what about your grandchildren?
I never. At that point, I don't care. It's gravy to me.
Oh, that is so, so sick.
If they're still eating corn, I don't care.
I mean, thanks really. For doing what you do.
I mean, we'll be 70 in 30 years anyway, Matt. I mean, who's going past that?
There's still Star Wars movies I got to talk about.
The shark still looks fake.
And Ohio was first in flight.
When Matt dies, we're gonna transport his coffin to.
We'll bury him in Kitty Hawk.
I hope to God not. Great show, guys. One in a million.
We'll actually slide your coffin down the hill and see if it takes off. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
No. I'm out.
All right, guys. Hasta luego. Great show, kids. One in a million.
I already said it.
See you next Tuesday.
See ya.
Bye.
Make my day.